This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning, WCHL County by County Health Reports were released by the Roberts Woods Johnson Foundation on Wednesday with some interesting findings.
Where we live, where we work, and where we're playing really has to do with how healthy we are or how healthy we aren't.
Kevin Guskowitz gave WCHL a limited update on Ryan Hoffman and how the university deals with former student-athletes battling traumatic brain injury. And UNC students who want to know what's in their admission files are using a little-known federal law to get a look. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Car Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, you know what happens tonight. North Carolina men's basketball team is in the Sweet 16. Tar Heels will take on Wisconsin in the NCAA Tournament West Regional Semifinal tonight. 7:47 p.m. is tip time in the Los Angeles Staples Center. Our coverage starts at 6. And
it's been a long time, but L.A. has not been kind to Carolina in the big dance.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 63 degrees this morning. It's really warm this morning. It feels good out there, actually, but it's really wet because we had a lot of rain last night and overnight and early this morning. And cloudy today with a chance of showers continuing. Slight chance of thunderstorms this morning and partly sunny in the afternoon. It's going to be warm with a high of about 75 degrees, but a dramatic change of the way for tonight. Low tonight in the middle 40s, and then the high tomorrow only about 45. Is going to get there and stay. The namesake of Saunders Hall and other memorials on campus with controversial histories was the topic of discussion at the UNC Board of Trustees committee meeting on Wednesday. WCHL's Blake Hodge was there.
Hundreds of students, faculty members, and concerned residents gathered at the Rizzo Conference Center on Wednesday evening to discuss finding a resolution that recognizes the controversial history in North Carolina that is still recognized on UNC's campus. Saunders Hall has been a rallying point for those that feel disengaged by the university due to the building's namesake. William L. Saunders was a colonel in the Confederate Army during the Civil War and has been linked to the Ku Klux Klan as a leader in North Carolina of the terrorist group in the late 1860s. He went on to serve as Secretary of State in North Carolina. In a presentation, the University Affairs Committee Chair Austin Garner recognized that when Saunders Hall was named after the Confederate colonel in 1922, one of Saunders' listed qualifications by the then Board of Trustees was that he was the, quote, head of the Ku Klux Klan in North Carolina, end quote. As Garner walked through events that brought the university to this point, he mentioned a story that was told at the dedication of the Silent Sam statue.
He ended his speech with a personal anecdote, citing his pride in having horsewhipped a Negro wench until her skirts hung in shreds nearby the monument. And this was for the daring insult that this woman put forth to a Southern lady. Not a pretty story.
Eight speakers presented options for dealing with the naming of Saunders Hall. First was Amalulu Babatunde, spokesperson for the Real Silent Sam Coalition at UNC.
If we choose to keep Saunders Hall as a marker of UNC's character, we will find ourselves ultimately on the wrong side of history again.
Among the other presenters, there were mixed conversation on a resolution of Saunders Hall. Some said they believe the name should remain in place because they didn't want the university to whitewash its history, that a plaque or some other recognition should be placed to tell the entire history of the campus. UNC history professor Jim Lalotis said that if it were up to him to change the name, he would do it in an instant.
I think this curation, however it's configured, is vitally important because we can't let this historical moment evaporate. I've been on this campus long enough to see this issue come around and around and around again. Things are said, things are done, and there is no kind of ongoing legacy and engagement with these issues, and I think that we are a weaker institution for that.
Arch Allen is a former UNC trustee, and he suggests Saunders Hall be renamed after Governor William Holden for his ambition to curb the KKK.
Those 21st century attitudes on race, white supremacy, and other matters to condemn murders that occurred in the 19th century. The Ku Klux Klan murdered people, white and black.
And UNC alumnus Sam Fullwood, who is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, pointed to the students to honor the work that they are continuing on campus for equality.
I believe is in the highest tradition and totally in keeping with the purpose of public institutions. They are speaking up and issuing challenges on matters they deem important to them, even when their voices make others uncomfortable.
The committee announced an opening of public comment on the controversial names, and that period will run now through April 25th. You can submit your suggestions through a tab on the UNC Board of Trustees website. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
County-by-county health reports were released yesterday by the Robert Woods Johnson Foundation. WCHL's Aaron Keck tells us how Orange County checks in.
According to the newly released data, Orange County is the healthiest county in the Tar Heel State. Andrea Dukas is a program officer with Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which released the report, and she says while it's nice to be on top of the list, there's more to the report than just the ranking.
What we really hope folks will do is, in addition to kind of looking at where their counties rank, is really kind of digging into the data to get a better sense of how, where we live, how, where we work, and where we're playing really has to do with how healthy we are or how healthy we aren't.
Dukas says Orange County is excelling in areas including premature deaths, the adult smoking rate, and an increased rate of physical activity. She adds that having a healthy county extends far beyond immediate access to high-quality medical care.
Medical care and access to good high-quality care accounts for 20% of a particular ranking. Individual health behaviors, whether folks in a community smoke, whether they have good access to diet and exercise opportunities, and also some social and economic factors like employment rates, graduation rates, what income looks like in a county, and physical environment conditions all go in to a county's rank.
Dr. Colleen Bridger is director of the Orange County Health Department. She says they were not surprised to be ranked at the top of the scale for county-by-county health.
The health of a community is essentially determined by two things. One is how well-educated the community is, and two is how wealthy the community is. So folks who follow Orange County statistics understand that pretty typically Orange County leads the state in both of those categories.
While Orange County is well positioned, it's also an area that sees higher disparity between residents, and that too can play a big role of the health of different segments of the community.
One of the indicators in these rankings is what they call income inequality. Orange County's income inequality was higher than average. And so basically what that means is we have a lot of people at the top of the income scale and we have a lot of people at the bottom of the income scale.
To battle that income inequality, Bridger credits programs including the Family Success Alliance for helping children in low-income families succeed through high school and beyond. Other obstacles that present themselves for Orange County include affordable housing, which Bridger says can lead to difficult decisions for residents. She adds that she has been surprised that binge drinking for adults was higher in our area compared to national rates. Bridger says there were plenty of highlights for Orange County to be proud of, including limited tobacco use.
12% of our population uses tobacco, and that's one of the best percentages in the entire nation.
And she says other areas where Orange County excels include the teen birth rate and the increased use and availability of health care services. You can see the full rankings through a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Assembly of Governments will be meeting tonight to discuss solid waste program fee options. The proposed fees would fund the continuation of recycling pickup in Orange County. The recommendation will be presented by the Solid Waste Advisory Group, which was founded in June of 2014. The two fee options will include a two-part annual fee and a single comprehensive fee for municipal units. The meeting will take place tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center. And a reminder, students in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System will have a makeup day tomorrow because of missed time from winter weather. Spring break is next week, March 30th through April 30th. Tomorrow was originally scheduled to be a day off for students, but no longer. You have to go to school tomorrow. And the next winter weather makeup day is scheduled for Saturday, April 11th. WCHL News Time 716. It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Here is Nikki Morse.
40 eastbound, just beginning to see some life. 54 out to Davis Drive. No reports of any accidents still. Just use a little extra caution due to the wet roadways. Traveling through Chapel Hill, northbound Fordham Boulevard as well. Remaining delay free as you approach Franklin Street. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Nikki Morse has given you everything you could possibly want to know about traffic this morning. And if you know something that she doesn't, then let her know. Become a road warrior.
Please.
Just like she said.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Grimble Jewelers has your engagement ring. If you've been thinking about popping a question, then go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Sturtevant's Tire Pros. All right. It is 63 degrees, warm this morning, cloudy, chance for showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms this morning. We've had a lot of rain last night and overnight, partly sunny in the afternoon and warm with a high of 75. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers continuing, our overnight low, 45, and then it's not going to get any warmer than that all day tomorrow. Our temperature's going to get there and just stay. Really is kind of an unusual forecast. Sturtevant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years. Sturtevant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale. They're located on Highway 54 west of Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com. Kevin Guskowitz has given WCHL a limited update on Ryan Hoffman and how Carolina deals with former student-athletes battling traumatic brain injury. Now, Guskowitz, co-director of the Traumatic Brain Research Center at UNC, tells Blake Hodge more about their leading concussion work.
What started you down this path of working in this field in particular?
My education began as an athletic trainer, working with the medical staffs of high school, colleges, and then while I was at the University of Pittsburgh as a graduate student in physiology, I had an opportunity to work for the Pittsburgh Steelers as an athletic trainer and was really troubled by the way in which we just arbitrarily sent players back to play. And so when I decided to go on to the University of Virginia to do my doctoral work, I really wanted to focus my attention in that area, looking at ways that we could better identify concussion and to treat it. And so my work began around looking at measures of balance and cognitive function. And when I arrived then in Chapel Hill for my first and only academic job that I've had for 20 years now, I was fortunate to land in a place that cared an awful lot about caring for student-athletes, trying to better identify ways to manage their injuries, especially concussion, which is where my focus was, obviously. And I landed in the perfect place where I had sports medicine staff that cared an awful lot about this. Dan Hooker, who was our director of sports medicine, along with Brian Smith at the time, the team physician. And since that time, Mario Sioka and Scott Oliaro, and who are leading the way now, they care about this. And so we were able to essentially care for our athletes by building probably the first ever true baseline concussion program in the country.
That is Kevin Guskowitz with Blake Hodge. There's a lot more to that interview. In fact, it's a two-part interview. You can get it all on our website, chapelboro.com. North Carolina lawmakers are stopping efforts to legalize marijuana to treat medical conditions. The State House Committee voted yesterday to kill a medical marijuana bill. Advocates say marijuana helps to manage chronic pain. Relatives of injured military veterans spoke to the committee in favor of legalization. Other speakers from Christian organizations argued marijuana's medical benefits have not been established. Supporters argued more than 20 states have laws allowing medical marijuana. General Assembly last year legalized using an extract made from a marijuana plant to treat severe epilepsy, but certainly no medical marijuana in North Carolina will be approved anytime soon. WCHL News Time is 7:20. We turn now to WCHL Championship Sports Basketball on the Brain today. Fourth-seeded North Carolina men's basketball team takes on the top seed in the region, 33-3 Wisconsin. NCAA Tournament tonight. Tip time, 7:47 in the Staples Center in L.A. WCHL's Matt Oakes has a preview of the Sweet 16 matchup.
For the veteran Badgers, the Sweet 16 has become customary. They've made it to the stage of the Big Dance in four of the past last 5 years, but this year Wisconsin is the heavy favorite to progress even further. Armed with the first number one seeding designation in the school's history, head coach Bo Ryan says he's honored to represent the Big Ten in a big way.
We're just very pleased to represent the Big Ten and our university in the Sweet 16. These guys definitely have had the kind of season where they've earned every inch of this, so hopefully we can go out to L.A. and get something done.
Less is more for Wisconsin. The fewer the number of possessions, the more of a premium will be placed on ball control, and frankly, up to this point, the Badgers have been far less turnover-prone than the Tar Heels. UNC junior guard Marcus Page says having played Virginia a couple times this season has helped Carolina prepare for the Wisconsin challenge.
Playing Virginia a couple times this year, a lot of teams in the ACC, even if they're not a team that traditionally plays slow, will slow the ball down against us just because they think that's an advantage. So we've played against that a lot this year, so I think that'll help us moving forward into this game. Wisconsin is one of the best teams in the country at doing that, so we're going to have to, you know, have our A game, you know, no matter how many possessions it is, and really, really value the basketball against them because they don't really hurt themselves.
Although the Tar Heels would rather play an up-tempo style, Roy Williams says he's not convinced his club will be able to establish a pace to their liking against the Badgers.
You know, Virginia does the best job, but we've played a lot of people that do it. But Wisconsin is, again, they're a one seed for a reason. They're able to get you to play their tempo most of the time more than you can get them to play the tempo that you want. You guys have heard me say I'd much rather win in the 90s, but if you want to be a really good team, you got to win in the 60s or 50s or whatever it is.
In practice this week, UNC has attempted to simulate the methodical tenor of the Wisconsin offense, but Coach Williams is under no illusions. The Hall of Famer says at this level, it's hard to replicate what the best players in the nation do.
We can't really simulate what in the dickens Wisconsin's going to do. Now, come on. We talk to them about it and we show them the tape and the whole bit, but you can't do that. It's, you know, it's like an old story. If somebody play in Seattle, if they could, you know, simulate what Russell Wilson was doing, they wouldn't be simulating it because he would be their starting quarterback. Say, I don't think if they're really good, I don't think you can speed them up. You just better be able to play at a different pace. And
one of the stars in L.A. this weekend will be Wisconsin's National Player of the Year candidate, Frank Kaminsky. The consensus Big Ten Player of the Year can do it all and is averaging 18.4 points and 8.1 rebounds per game. But Wisconsin is by no means a one-man show. Kaminsky says having all the pieces to the puzzle in place feeds into his confidence.
You know, we're going into games, you know, expecting to compete and play hard and, you know, come out on top. So when you get to a stage like this, you know, we were able to do it last year. You know, we've seen it before. We know what it takes. We know what we need to do, you know, on and off the court. So when you have that recipe for success with people in front of you, with the upperclassmen who instilled it in us, you just know what it takes and you know what to do.
So what's the game plan for Carolina? Coach Williams says the Tar Heels will need to lock in defensively, limit turnovers, and make high percentage shots.
All the time I'm saying, let's give them one bad shot. You know, our first goal was always to steal the ball, but you don't do that much anymore. I'm going to try to think about how cutting down on their field goal percentage and us making a high percentage and not turning to daggum basketball.
UNC leads the all-time series with Wisconsin 2-0 and won the most recent encounter in 2011, 60-57. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage of tonight's game begins at 6 o'clock with our exclusive UNC Healthcare countdown to tip-off. Presented by Stanley Martin Homes. Your host for tonight's show is Aaron Keck, coming on the heels of an abbreviated edition of the WCHL Evening News. WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Palou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it, too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone. But no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
A quick additional note about sports coming up in about an hour from now. I'll be talking to Carolina baseball coach Mike Fox. And now, brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's been a long time, but L.A. has not been kind to Carolina in the big dance. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels have reached the Sweet 16 for the first time in 3 years, but have found the most difficult path of all four regions. Tonight, it's top-seeded Wisconsin, and if that upset can be pulled off, probably second-seeded Arizona Saturday night in front of a partisan Wildcat crowd in the Staples Center. Even if it is one and done on the West Coast for Carolina, it won't be as painful as the last two trips out there in the NCAA tournament. Many of you hearing this may not have been born for these two weekends, but I'm going to tell you about them anyway. In 1968, the 37-year-old Dean Smith took his Tar Heels to the second of three straight Final Fours after winning the ACC championship. Carolina had been roughed up by Donnie May and Dayton the year before in the semifinals at Louisville's Freedom Hall and was determined to defeat Ohio State and reach the national championship game against either second-ranked UCLA or number one Houston. Those two giants had played an epic game in the Astrodome the previous December, with Houston All-American Elvin Hayes besting blurry-eyed Lou Alcindor of UCLA, who played with goggles to protect his scratched cornea. The Cougars won and stayed number one for the rest of the regular season, but this time they had to face the Bruins of John Wooden in the Los Angeles Sports Arena. UCLA blew out Houston, getting even while the Tar Heels watched the first half after indeed beating Ohio State. But despite one of the best teams UNC has ever fielded with Larry Miller and Charlie Scott, the fourth-ranked Tar Heels lost the most lopsided national championship game until UNLV routed Duke in 1990. In 1972, another great Carolina team with Bob McAdoo, Dennis Wysick, Bill Chamberlain, Steve Previs, and George Karl made it back to the Final Four in L.A., hoping to get by Florida State and play five-time defending national champion UCLA, now with Bill Walton succeeding Alcindor, who had since changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the NBA. Carolina made the mistake of trying to run with the Fleet Seminoles and fell more than 20 points behind before a dramatic second-half rally fell short. The number two Heels did end the season with a win over fourth-ranked Louisville in the days of NCAA consolation games. But clearly, it was no consolation. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases. At Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect, starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Are you or a loved one living with a chronic condition such as heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, asthma, or depression? UNC Family Medicine's Healthy Living classes are for you. Living Healthy is a free 6-week workshop to help you understand and manage your symptoms, including learning how to manage your medication and tips and support for healthy eating and exercise. Join us. Learn and take control for more healthy living. For more information, call 962-4971. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
All right, everybody's talking about that big game tonight. It is Carolina versus Wisconsin, and they do have a guy who's... It's going to be like playing Virginia, except they have a 7-foot guy in the middle who has the ability to handle the ball and pass the ball like a point guard. That's primarily the difference right there. So Tar Heels are going to have to turn in a really good defensive effort tonight. It'll be a tall task. They are the number one seed in the region. But Tar Heels have knocked off number one seeds before, and it certainly could happen tonight. We hope you'll join us for that game. Our coverage again will start at 6 p.m. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, in fact. It is 64 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy with a chance of showers. Slight chance of thunderstorms even this morning. This could happen. And then partly sunny in the afternoon. Our high temperature is about 75. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers. And the low tonight, middle 40s. It probably won't warm up more than that tomorrow. Our high tomorrow is expected to be about 45 degrees. So a dramatic change on the way in the weather. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar invites you to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. Confusion in the German Wings Airbus in and out of the cockpit. One of the pilots locked out, according to the New York Times. Correspondent Mark Phillips on what was heard from that voice recorder readout.
He first knocks lightly on the door, the official says, then knocks harder, apparently trying to smash his way in. The recorder, the source says, shows no further conversation between pilots in the cockpit.
And then,
according to the source, the last sound heard on the cockpit voice recorder was the ground proximity indicator.
Transportation correspondent Mark Pagaz, could there have been a way to access the cockpit?
There are procedures in place. There is a phone on the outside of that cockpit door, which has been reinforced since 9/11. There is also a keypad on the outside of that door, and then there is a lock on the inside that the pilot on the inside can control.
And from the French publication Le Monde, the Airbus pilot was inside the cockpit. The co-pilot was locked out. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 64 degrees in Chapel Hill and wet. We've had a lot of rain overnight and it's a little bit slick out there, so please drive with a little extra caution today. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. You can forgive some Chapel Hill police officers if they're not quite as excited about UNC's advancement into the NCAA tournament as you are. Certainly a lot of them are big Tar Heel fans, but, well, you get the point. Danny Hooley explains exactly why.
Here's Lieutenant Josh Meesey Moore, a spokesperson for the Chapel Hill Police Department, explaining how the police workload increases when rivalries are revisited and tournament advancement ramps up excitement for Tar Heel fans.
When Carolina and Duke play, we have some extra help on hand. The same is true for the ACC Championship because we know that typically there's a celebration that results if they win. And so we kind of have to do the same thing in the NCAA tournament. It starts a little earlier, typically around the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8, depending on when and who they are playing.
The number of officers on the street for game night depends on the scale of the event and UNC's progress, said Meesey Moore. For some events, there are no days off for police.
The Carolina Duke games, most of our officers that aren't working that day will be there. The ACC Championship is typically a smaller group of officers, and the NCAA tournament will typically have the entire force available just in case there's some need.
Meesey Moore added that fortunately, Chapel Hill has a pretty good track record in terms of how citizens behave after big UNC wins. Despite the occasional burn injury that sends someone from a bonfire to the emergency room, post-game celebrations in Chapel Hill are typically happy events. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC students who want to know what's in their admission files are using a little-known federal law to get a look. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Steve Farmer is the admissions director at UNC. He says he's seen a significant increase in the number of students requesting access to their admissions files.
We've never had a request in the admissions office under FERPA in the time that I've been here, at least than I can recall. We've had about 25 requests so far this year for students to view the contents of their admissions files.
Students are making their request under FERPA, the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act of 1974. It grants students the right to see their educational records and protects those records from disclosure to others. An anonymous newsletter out of Stanford University called The Fountain Hopper was published in January outlining the steps necessary for students to request their files. Since then, college students across the nation have taken advantage of the law. Farmer says the admission files UNC students will receive will likely contain application materials, transcripts, and notes from school personnel, but not letters of recommendation.
Generally, when students apply for admission, they waive the right to see confidential letters of recommendation and other supporting materials that are submitted by, for example, the student's school on behalf of the student. because the students waived the FERPA rights and because those recommendations were submitted with the expectation of confidentiality, those generally can't be accessed by students.
One of the most surprising documents might be the students' own words.
For some students, seeing what they submitted when they were 17 or 18 years old might be reassuring, might be a bit of a shock, depending on how much time has passed.
Currently, admissions department staffers are working on the logistics of filling those requests.
What we want to make sure that we're doing is that we're compliant fully with the law and that we're honoring students' rights to see their records. The mechanics of it are a little complicated, and it's also been a little complicated figuring out what exactly in the file is confidential and what's not. We're making good progress, and I think we'll be done soon.
The university has 45 days to comply under federal law. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The man accused of killing three college students in Chapel Hill last month is scheduled to appear in an April 6th court hearing to determine whether he will face the death penalty. Durham County District Attorney Roger Eccles filed papers in court last month that show he plans to seek the death sentence if Craig Stephen Hicks is convicted of first-degree murder. Hicks is accused of the February 10th killings of 23-year-old Dia Shadi Barakat, his wife, 21-year-old Yusor Muhammad Abu Salah, and her sister, 19-year-old Razan Muhammad Abu Salah. Police say the shootings were motivated by a long-running dispute over parking at the condominium complex where Hicks and the victims lived. The families of the slain Muslim students say religion played a role and have been pushing for additional hate crime charges. North Carolina legislative leaders say they're going to consider several of Governor Pat McCrory's choices to government positions while appealing a court ruling involving appointment powers. Senate Rules Chairman Tom Apodaca and House counterpart David Lewis said on Wednesday they will proceed with confirmation starting with McCrory's nominee to serve as SBI director. McCrory nominees for state controller and banking commissioner also need legislative approval. All three candidates are currently in their posts. Lawmakers said February 16th they would delay confirmations in reaction to a three-judge panel's ruling favoring the governor. The judges said lawmakers wrongly crossed into executive branch powers by making their own appointments to three state commissions, including one overseeing cleanup of leaking coal ash pits. The General Assembly appealed the decision last week. North Carolina's agriculture agency could soon oversee deer farming for meat, hides, and hunting scents, taking over from the state body that regulates hunting deer and other wildlife. Farm legislation introduced in the state Senate yesterday would transfer regulation of what is seen as a growing livestock field from North Carolina's Wildlife Resources Commission to the State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. The Wildlife Resources Commission was criticized after biologists killed nine penn deer in 2011 to test them for chronic wasting disease, a fatal deer disease found in about 20 states, but not in North Carolina. Republican Senator Brent Jackson of Sampson County says the measure also alters highway laws to make it easier for farmers to move oversized loads like equipment and crops. There's always something else attached to the main bill to try and slip that in there too, I suppose. And our news around town stories this morning. They just got through with a big marathon jam this past weekend where John Santa and a bunch of good-hearted, talented musicians raised money for Fisher House. So if you participated in that, if you helped out with the cause, thank you. And this weekend, you can go back to the American Legion Post, number 6 on Legion Road in Chapel Hill. It's the American Legion's second annual Antiques Fair. All real antiques at this event. Every item on display will be at least 50 years old. Event hours are 8 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday. That's 714 Legion Road behind the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Parking and attendance are free, but attendees will be asked to donate $5 per adult to the American Legion Post. Now, what's the role of higher education in a democratic society? Join the UNC Parr Center for Ethics today at 12:15 in Hyatt Hall for another round of their Ethics Around the Table series. This week's speaker is Ann Cudd, philosophy professor at the University of Kansas. She'll be speaking on the question, what is equality in higher education? That event is free and there will be lunch. Register online by visiting parcenter.unc.edu. You can visit NikkiMorse.com to find out what's on her mind, which is certainly voluminous.
Oh, I wouldn't go to NikkiMorse.com. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't?
No. You might get something you didn't want.
Oh, well, that's true. I'm sorry. My apology. But if there was some way to probe the deep, dark depths of your mind, there would be voluminous material for all of us.
You know, all I can say about that is I've often thought that if anybody ever had, or if I had a head jack in my head where people could plug headphones in, then it would be really, really loud, and there would be a whole lot of stuff going on. You couldn't just determine what it was that you were listening to.
That may be true.
I know it's true.
You know, I get the benefit of having all that stuff unloaded on me every single day, but nobody else, well, not other many people, get a chance to hear that on a daily basis.
Well, I try.
And voluminous just happened to be one of your words earlier this week when you were filling in for Wayne.
I noticed that you used it.
Thank you.
And in a sentence.
Yeah. Right. I do speak in complete sentences sometimes.
Perfect.
740 at WCHL, 64 degrees, and our high today about 75. But then tonight, it's going to get down to 45, and it's going to be about 45 tomorrow for the high. It'll stay there.
This time of year is always so,
unpredictable.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. I don't know. I just like, but the thing about it is that once it gets to the point where it stays like this, then the next day it's going to be like 85 and 90, and then we're going to be like, oh, my God, it's so hot.
I know.
Yeah.
I really don't like hot weather.
Yeah. Nor do I like the cold weather. So,
you don't like anything, do you?
I like everything. Just not hot and cold and wet. Yeah.
Just depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening at chapelbro.com?
We've got a lot of stuff going on, as a matter of fact. But not only do we have the most current stories of the Tar Heels at the NCAA tournament, but you can follow their journey in our archives at chapelbro.com. So if you missed any of the fun and excitement that it took to get there, we've got it. No problem.
A lot of stories, a lot of interviews, a lot of pictures. In photo galleries.
Oh, some great pictures.
Yeah.
Great pictures. Also, we're still in the midst of our Healthiest You Challenge. Crystal Ragland cheered on her team recently. She came to the studio and talked with you about her Healthiest You Challenge and also about her enthusiasm with her team, the UPS team.
She's amazingly enthusiastic.
She is. She's a really nice lady. I really like her.
Yeah.
So you could listen to her full interview. It's right there online for you to check out, and you can check out all the people that are really trying to make a difference in their lives by participating in the Healthiest You Challenge.
Including WCHL's own Karen Cox.
She's doing great, too.
Yeah, she is.
I'm amazed at her lunches lately. You can tell a big difference between before she started doing the challenge and then since then, based on her lunch choices. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, before she started, she was eating pretty much like us, and then now she's...
What do you mean?
Better.
Don't include me in your little group.
Okay, sorry. You know what they say about when you assume something. You
know? I know.
I just
what
did
I was
it.
Saying. All right. You like Carolina baseball, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Want to win some tickets?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can. You can win 4 tickets to Friday Night Showdown with ACC rival Miami. They've got a series of games they're playing from Friday to Sunday, and you could be at Friday Night's Showdown, but you have to go online to chapelbro.com and get registered. Susan Murray was out and about again, like always. She was at the ABC sale at the Chapel of the Cross, and you can check out all the great stuff that they had for sale, plus see all the fine people that volunteered their time to help make the sale possible.
I'll be talking to Mike Fox in the 8 o'clock hour this morning about the Carolina baseball team.
Yay.
And we'll have some tickets to give away next hour on WCHL, I believe. And
awesome.
all kinds of things going on here. Hey, let me just mention also one thing that you left out of all those 99 things that you just talked about.
I did. I left something out.
There's one other thing.
What is it?
Now through Sunday, you can still win some great prizes by playing the Chapelbro Bracket. Did you mention that?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
The Chapelbro Bracket is presented by Hickory Tavern in Carrboro. Prizes like $50 and $25 gift cards to local restaurants are awarded to the winners and the runners-up after every round. Now, if your original NCAA tournament bracket has been busted, don't feel like the Lone Ranger. Everybody's just screwed up. You can start playing the Chapelbro Bracket presented by Hickory Tavern today and win. Go to chapelbro.com for all the details. Go to Hickory Tavern, watch the games, too, because it's fun over there. 64 big-screen TVs. All right. Hey, listen, anything else right now?
No, that'll do it.
Traffic coming up, and today's commentary on the way from Raleigh Mann. That is next.
Geico asks, which is easier, playing basketball or saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? In basketball, a much more talented player could throw down a sensational dunk over you, and then that sensational dunk could become a poster. And there you are, eyes closed, hands flailing, immortalized or in shame. But switching and saving with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office is easy, and there's zero chance of a soul-crushing posterization, so that's good too.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Baseball fans, Carolina is back in action this weekend when the Diamond Heels welcome the Miami Hurricanes to Bosch Hammer Stadium for a three-game series. Enjoy the first fireworks Friday of the season on March 27th at 6:30 p.m., followed by Military Appreciation Day on Saturday at 3 and Sunday Family Fun Day at noon. Tickets are available starting at only $7. Visit GoHeels.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Hey, Vapor Girl, I guess now that the holiday season is winding down, you can relax a bit.
Oh, my goodness, no.
We just signed leases for two new stores. The first will be in Burlington at Waterford Plaza near Elon University in January. In February, North Point Mall in Durham will see another Vapor Girl store opening as well. We're going to be helping a lot of people get off cigarettes in 2015.
With five locations, 2015 will be a great year for people to make the switch with the Vapor Girl. Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on Retail Vapor Bar locations.
March Madness continues.
West of the lane to hit. Pump fake, drives in, is fouled, and give him two more. Saunders guarded by Tokido. Long three. No rebound to Page. Carolina survives. Carolina survives.
It's the Sweet 16 right here on the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Your Carolina basketball team has advanced into the Sweet 16. Tonight it's Carolina versus Wisconsin. Our coverage starts at 6 at UNC Healthcare. Countdown to tip-off presented by Stanley Martin Holmes. And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. What are the qualifications for someone whose job it is to control a university? How about a whole bunch of universities, say 17 of them? Some experience in higher ed administration is essential, wouldn't you say? But members of our UNC Systems Board of Governors don't bring that kind of experience to their jobs. No, these 32 board members are bankers, lawyers, real estate developers, corporate executives, and business owners. North Carolina's university system's not a bank. It's not a law firm, not a corporation, or a real estate development company. These governors are predominantly white, male, and oh yes, they share one other thing in common. 29 of the 32 are Republicans, carefully chosen for their politics, and they're demonstrating that they're better at politics than education. This UNC Board of Governors showed that clearly when they kicked out UNC President Tom Ross and shut down UNC's Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity, both cynical political acts. The word governor has more than one meaning. We know that it means one who exercises authority or control over others, but the word also describes a device that's attached to an engine to control or limit its speed. If you've ever rented a large truck and tried to pass on a busy highway, you understand the frustration and danger a governor can impose. Consider this group of governors, all similar in their pedigrees and their political allegiances, with the power to control an entire system of 17 universities. That must help their meetings run efficiently, just rubber stamp all decisions that silence any un-Republican voices, regardless of the merit or validity of their messages. We've seen many times what happens when politically active people try to control education, whether it's K through 12 or at the university level. And it's not pretty. These politicians are in control, and they hold the future of our state's universities in their partisan hands. God help us. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's barbecue madness time. Take your team to Dickie's before the game or pick up some fall-off-the-bone ribs and moist chicken on your way to meet your team because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickies.com for your barbecue madness fans with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats including pulled pork, ham, turkey, melt-in-your-mouth beef brisket. Add fresh home-style sides along with hush puppies. Dickies, where kids always eat free on Sunday. Visit us today in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Dickies, it's barbecue madness time.
Yeah, it's a party, bro.
Yeah, bro, party all night. Yeah.
Tired of the bros partying every night? Let Louise Beck Properties help you find some peace and quiet with a new home or rental in Chapel Hill or Durham. With our expertise, we can find you the perfect place to get some rest. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
During the Subaru Love Spring event, Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We received this wonderful testimony from one of our clients regarding his recent Subaru purchase.
No matter what model car you buy, you will be pleased by the superior customer service attitude and effort of all of the employees at Performance Subaru.
Thank you, Rick. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Our goal is to have you say wow and then tell us how your wow experience so you can share your feelings with the world. At the Subaru Love Spring event, we have rates as low as 0% for up to 48 months. Our lease is 2015 Subaru Forester 2.5i for $240 per month. View our virtual showroom at performancesubaru.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow! The Subaru Love Spring event. Wow!
Stock number D5673 FFA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year based on MSRP of $23,140 and selling price of $22,084 with $2,999 due at signing. Excludes tax tag and $649 administration fee. $0 security deposit. Detailer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 31st, 2015.
All righty then. Thank you. Now it is time for Traffic and Weather Together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Berkeley Grimble. Where did that come from?
I don't know, but it was fun to watch.
My tongue got tangled up there. Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. Now here's Nikki.
Thanks, Ron.
I don't even know how I can follow that.
That's
exactly what I was going to say.
40 eastbound still looking pretty good, although starting to fill up if you're heading towards RTP. Expect some crowded spots between 54 and Davis Drive. Northbound Fordham Boulevard as well starting to get congested as you approach the Manning Drive intersection heading towards 54. And if you're traveling on the Durham Freeway, both directions seeing some congested segments as you travel between downtown Durham and I-40. If you happen to see anything while you're traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. Grimble Jewelers. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather brought to you this morning by Sturtevant's Tire Pros. 64 degrees, cloudy, chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, even this morning, and then partly sunny in the afternoon. It's going to be warm. High today, about 75. We'll get to tomorrow in a moment. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, and then cloudy after midnight as well. Continued chance of rain. Cool overnight with a low in the middle 40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy, showers, high only about 45. So we're going to get down to the middle 40s and then stay there. Kind of crazy. Like I said, it's 64 right now. Sturtevant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years. Sturtevant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. You can call 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond has the day off again, and Nikki Morse is filling in. Are you ready for this? What kind of a word do you have for us today?
Oh, I have a fantastic word for you today, Ron.
Really?
I'm telling you. Okay. I pulled this one out of, well, I pulled it out
Don't
of the dictionary.
Don't tell me where you pulled it out.
The dictionary. Thank you very much.
Okay.
This is a good word. It starts with an A because, hey.
Uh-huh.
An A is the first letter in the alphabet.
One of the first ones you came to.
How you know me so well.
All right.
The word of the day is antithesis.
Antithesis.
Antithesis. A-N-T-I-T-H-E-S-I-S. And today I'm spelling it correctly. Okay? A-N-T-I-T-H-E-S-I-S. Antithesis is a direct contrast or opposition. The direct or exact opposite, like I and the antithesis of Dr. Wayne Pond.
I was thinking the same thing.
Why?
Because you're different.
I have hair.
No better, no less. Just no better, no worse. Just different. We're all different.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a good word. I like that one.
Thank you.
I'll try and use it in a sentence today.
Please do.
Just
Please
like
take
you did.
This with you.
Okay.
Antithesis, the word of the day.
I will keep it, and I will caress it, and I will treasure it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The word of the day on WCHL brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. You can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. 7:54. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And here once again is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. A party of golfers notice a funeral passing by on a road adjacent to the course. And Ralph suggests to the others, why don't we pause a moment and show some respect for the dead? So they remove their caps and stand in silence as the car after car after car goes by. And finally, Ralph remarks, there sure are a lot of cars. That person must have been well-loved.
Mm-hmm.
Bill replies, yes, she was. We would have been married 25 years tomorrow.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Here's Melissa Radcliffe. Okay, you have nominated Mary Stowe to be a WCHL Hometown Hero. Why does she deserve such special recognition?
Mary is one of these folks that probably would say that she's not very well connected, but really is. She's a small business owner, which I think in this economy, the fact that she's still a small business owner and a successful one with two locations is pretty telling. She is one of those people that really just has the ability to make connections. She'll be at the store or at a meeting or somewhere in the community and hear that someone needs something and seems to know right away who to make that connection with, or shortly thereafter can say, oh, I think this person would be available to help meet that need or could have this particular talent or this skill that they can offer. Part of me is I'm just jealous that she's able to do that, because it's not something I necessarily feel like I have and that I think a lot of others don't have as well. She just is able to make those connections, as well as having what I think is just a huge heart.
Mary Stowe sees a need in our community and tries to help.
Whether it be through her church or as a small business owner, and says, how can I step forward as an individual and as an employer to make some difference, to make some changes, and maybe take on some issues that others don't necessarily want to take on. The fact is that she's supportive of our agency, which is about children of incarcerated parents. Not exactly a light topic, and one that can make people feel a little uncomfortable, and yet she takes it on as, you know, these are kids in our community, so we need to be aware and offer them support. She's done things with the Rape Crisis Center. Again, another topic that folks don't necessarily want to hear about, and just does it in such a way that I think sets an example that others should be doing something similar.
It didn't take long for Melissa to find out what kind of a giving person Mary Stowe really is.
She has been on the board of our Children's Place ever since I arrived, and even before I arrived, and she has been the one that's really taken the lead on a project we do with women at the women's prison to knit hats. So she's been the one who's collected and gotten the word out to her customers that if they have yarn they'd like to donate, she can find a good home for it. But also just even last week, she told me that she found a place, I think in the Dominican Republic, there are women who are always looking for knitting needles. So again, if people are knitters and they have extra needles, they can give them to Mary and she gets them to an entirely different country.
Mary Stowe is also active in her church, Chapel of the Cross.
Finding out what the needs are, how the church can help meet them, how individuals in the church can help meet those needs to create some partnerships.
Thanks so much to Melissa Radcliffe for the nomination. Mary Stowe, small business owner with Yarns Etc. here in Chapel Hill and Great Yarns in Raleigh. An all-around nice person concerned about people right here in our community. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruisers. Good to go.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, a little bit unusual, so listen up here. It is 64 degrees, cloudy with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms even before lunchtime, and partly sunny in the afternoon. Warm, high today in the middle 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still a chance of rain with a low down to 45. And then tomorrow, our high only about 45, chance of showers as well. So a dramatic difference in temperatures in the next 24 hours here. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. If you don't want to cook tonight, try Dickie's 8 Hickory Smoked Meats, including pulled pork, ham, or turkey, plus delicious sides and fresh hush puppies. Pick it up on the way home from work and then go watch the ball game. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, next to New Hope Commons in Durham. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news.